Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. From
Because we have an accord that keeps us all steadfast and sure. While the Lord's roar, we are passing.
Conference,
I mean,
muted.
God never ceases to amaze me. He never ceases to surprise me. So I was in my changing room and my husband came and he was like, "Odo, we pay a good in the pocket one." And I thought, okay, yeah, if you.
Well, Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. Glory, we bless the name of Jesus. We praise his holy name. Hallelujah. He is worthy of praise. He is worthy of glory. He is worthy of honor. Let us bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Raise your voices wherever you are this morning and begin to thank him. The day is March 25th. Hallelujah. Almost at the end of the month. Hallelujah. Let us begin to praise the Lord. He is worthy of praises. He is worthy of glory. He is worthy of honor. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. Glory to the Rose of Sharon. Glory to the Lily of the Valley. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We bless his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Raise your voice wherever you are, my brothers and sisters, and just begin to say, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joy overflows my heart. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. He is awesome. He's good. He's a mighty God. He's an awesome God. What a wonderful God. What a marvelous God. Hallelujah. We bless his name. We praise his name. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit, grace and peace from God our Father. Grace and peace from the CEO of the universe, God our Father. Grace and peace from the creator of the universe. Creator, hallelujah. Grace and peace. The creator who is Abba, our Father. And our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He multiplied unto us. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. And morning glory prayer service. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for you this morning and every day. We praise his name. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Holy Spirit, we love you. Good morning, Holy Spirit. I love you. I bless you. What a wonder you are. You never seem to stop amazing me. And I look at the stars and the universe. I am amazed by your glory. I am amazed by your glory and power. Holy Spirit, breathe on us this morning. Holy Spirit, take preeminence over this service. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, we surrender our lives to you. Breathe on us, Holy Ghost. Breathe in our environment. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. Holy Spirit, take preeminence over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, this radio blog. Holy Spirit, turn our atmosphere from the natural to the supernatural. In the name of Jesus, we want to feel the tangible presence of Almighty God. In the mighty name of Jesus. So Holy Spirit, breathe in us. Breathe in each and every one of us that's listening right now. And those that will listen at another time. Breathe in our children. Breathe in our grandchildren. Breathe in our spouses, our nieces and nephews. Holy Spirit, breathe in us. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, teach us to walk in all of your fullness. Teach us how to surrender all our cares and worries to you, knowing you will always find a solution. Hallelujah. Teach us to surrender all our worries, all our cares to you, knowing you will always have a solution and there is nothing too hard for you. We call upon you to show us great and mighty things. It is all about your kingdom, your will, Holy Spirit. We love you. We are in love with you. I know I am in love with you. You are my lifeline. Totally dependent on you. Holy Spirit, you are my everything. Please lead and guide. Lead me and guide me and teach me. Empower me. Pour more of your love and grace upon me. Let your living water flow on me. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your loving kindness. We declare in the heavens and in the earth our love for you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for how beautiful you are. Everything about you, Holy Spirit, it's awesome. Your beauty is overwhelming and electrifying. That no man who sees your face, Almighty God, can live. Each of the four and living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under its wings. Day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Whenever the living creatures gave glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before him who sits on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They laid their crowns before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory, to receive honor and power, for you created all things, and they were all created for your pleasure." Hallelujah. We love you. We thank you. We bless your name. We praise your name. We adore you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness, you Almighty God. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you, O God, for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, forgive us of all the things that we have done that's not pleasing to you, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for mercy for our children. We pray for mercy for our spouses. We pray for mercy for our grandchildren. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Merciful, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We took this service in the blood of Jesus. We took our environments in the blood of Jesus. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, our spouses, our nieces, and our nephews in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Almighty God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our minds and our thoughts in the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, tissue, organ, system in the blood of Jesus. Father God, the blood of Jesus. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, O God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say once again, thank you. If I had 3,000 and millions and trillions and quadrillions of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you. Lord, thank you for even this breath that you give us that we breathe. It is your breath. We thank you, Lord, and we're going to use this breath, honor, and praise to your name. Help us to walk in the fullness of Christ's Holy Spirit. Help us to glorify Jesus in every area of our lives. Help us to walk in the Spirit and not walk in the flesh. Help us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Lord, we put the armor on our children and our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, and nephews, our siblings. We put the armor on each and every one of us here this morning. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. In the name of Jesus, O Father, be a wall of fire around each and every one of us. And a glory within us. Put a hedge of protection around us. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you this morning for fresh oil, fresh anointing. Send your holy angels to minister to us, to guide and protect us. Release a fresh oil. Release your fresh anointing upon each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil, fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, refresh us. Refresh our spirits, souls, minds, and bodies in the name of Jesus. We drink from the fountain there, from the river of life. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us to the seventh day, the last day of this week, oh God. Hallelujah. In fact, this is the last Saturday, seventh day in the month of March. So, Father, we thank you and we celebrate you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name. We honor you. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you. When we look back over our lives and see all that you've done for us, even what you're doing right now, we say thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Let the words of our mouths, and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, our strength, and you are our Redeemer, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Father, Father God, we bless you. We praise you. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to those of you that's just joining us. Hallelujah. We bless God for you. Hallelujah. Be attentive to hear what thus says the Lord this morning. We welcome you. We love you. We pray that the Lord will bring our hearts to receive what he's saying this morning. And I pray that you're up to receive the word of God. Bible says in Romans 10:17. I want you to write that down. So then faith comes by hearing. So then faith comes by what? By hearing. Faith comes by hearing. When God is telling us, my brothers and sisters, if they have faith, whether you are hearing what he's saying, faith comes by hearing. If you look in the book of Genesis, when the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the deep, and then what happened? Faith came. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. Faith comes by hearing. The world framed by the words of God. The universe, yeah, what the word of God is saying. My brothers and sisters, remember, hearing is very, very crucial. Hallelujah. When it comes to everything in our lives, hearing, faith comes by hearing. If we want to have faith, we have to hear, listen. Praise God, there's so many different ways. Even if physically you cannot hear, there's a lot of things now out there to make your hearing so that you can hear in the natural. But to hear in the natural, you have to be able, I want God to open every one of our ears this morning to hear on a different dimension. Hallelujah. So we can hear supernaturally. Hallelujah. We need our hearing to move with God. We need the Lord to take the wax out of our ears so our faith can increase and our trust in him can increase. Faith come by hearing. Hearing by, and faith come by hearing one, and what? And together by the word of God. by the word. What do you hear? The word of God. It comes by hearing when you know that the CEO of the universe is releasing a word. You will open your ears, your spiritual and your natural ears to hear what thus says the Lord. It depends on your perspective. How do you look at him? Many times we take him for granted. We get so familiar with God that we start taking him for granted. But my brothers and sisters, look around you. Look at yourself. Take a look at yourself. What are you looking at? Looking at your physical form. How is your physical form working from what is in the inside of you? You have all these systems, circulatory systems, digestive system. You have everything. God has placed everything, all these systems in you. Can you see it? No. You cannot see your stomach. You cannot see these things working in you. You cannot see your large intestine, your small intestine. You cannot see your heart right now. You cannot see your brains. You cannot see these things. You can see only the outside of yourself. And when you look in the mirror, then you can see maybe your eyes, your nose, your mouth. You can see only from the physical. You can't even see deeply from the physical. Hallelujah, because you cannot see your stomach. You cannot see your spleen. You cannot see your liver. You cannot see your heart, your lungs. But yet and still, you are alive and breathing. If that's not enough for you to shout hallelujah to God, shouting and praising him, he's God. Hallelujah. Everything he made is intact in us. It's so intact. You might be walking around. I might be walking around with the large intestine full of bowels. And different things happening in our bodies. Yeah, and blood. But you take your shower. You're not cleaning your large intestine. No. Nobody can smell what's in that body of ours, in our bodies. I just want you to see the greatness of God. Sometimes we take God for granted. Hallelujah. And sometimes we need to remind each other about how great he is. He's a great and mighty God, a God above all gods. Hallelujah. The greatness of God. I just want you to see glimpse into his greatness. Glimpse into his greatness. Look at the body just inside of your body. So many things happening in your body. So you know the bowels in the large intestine. But dude, nobody can smell you. Hallelujah. Once you take your bath and daily, but nobody can smell the inside of us. But when God takes that life, when God takes his life, his spirit back, when we die, what happens after that spirit leaves? In no time, the large, the small, the big, everything in the body begins to smell like dead, rotten meat. That's why you put the body on ice and the embalmer wants to embalm the body fast because life has gone out. And what is that? Who's that life? That life is the life of God. The life of God that is in our flesh that keeps us alive, keeps us breathing, keeps us the beats that going on, the sound system. Just the sound system in your body is marvelous. Your heartbeat, marvelous. Your rhythm, each of us have a rhythm. It's marvelous. May your rhythm, where my rhythm synchronize with the rhythm of our Abba Father. And sure enough, it does. Because we made in his image and we made in his likeness. Hallelujah. Now, so I just want you to know who God is. Don't take him for granted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When that life is gone, when he takes his spirit out, his spirit that lives in our flesh, when he takes us out, we're dead and we begin to smell. What a wonderful God he is. He keeps us the way we are. All power and honor to him. So faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And the Lord took me, he said, I want you to look at a familiar scripture, which is John 11. John is a familiar scripture with Lazarus. And I'm not going to take you too deep since we have to take the Holy Communion. After Lazarus was dead, Lazarus, Jesus loved Lazarus. You read the book of John, precept by word, precept by precept. Take time, do rush with it. But I want to show you something in this book. Hallelujah. So Jesus, as we fast forward, as Jesus finally comes, he goes to the tomb of Lazarus. As a matter of fact, this is the first time we see Jesus weeping. Even before the tomb, when he wept because Lazarus was dead. Hallelujah. So let's look at this. Verse 39. Please listen intensely. John 11, verse 39. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, him that was dead, said unto Jesus, by this time he stinketh, for he has been dead for 4 days. By this time he is stinking. He's been dead for 4 days. She said, if she's afraid for them to take the stone away because she don't want that sin to come out. I told you, the life of God is in the flesh, in our flesh, and the life of God in Lazarus' body is gone. He's in that tomb. Jesus said, take ye away the stone. What stones that Jesus has in your life? And Jesus is speaking and saying, take ye away the stones. He's speaking to the enemy. The enemy, he is speaking to the enemy of your destiny. Hallelujah. Who have locked your destiny up in the tomb. Take ye away the stones. Verse 40 said, Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that I, if you will believe, that thou should see the glory of God. Do you believe to see the glory of God? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Jesus is speaking. Is she hearing? If you believe, then you will see the glory of God. Do you believe, my sisters and brothers? And it took away the stone from the place where the dead lay. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, he's praying to his Father, thank thee that thou hast what? Hast heard me, hearing. And I knew that thou wouldst hear me always, but because of the people which stand, I said it that they may believe. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, that they may believe that thou hast. people for long for his Lazarus come forth. Lazarus come forth. Hallelujah. He cried with a loud voice. He commanded Lazarus to come forth. Do you think he was talking for the body is dead? He was speaking to the spirit of Lazarus. Hallelujah. And that spirit of Lazarus has went into the body. A line went back into a body. What happened? There was Lazarus came out because the spirit of Lazarus heard Jesus. Spirit of Lazarus heard Jesus. We are body, soul, and spirit. Hallelujah. It's not about the soul now. It's the spirit heard. And that spirit is the spirit of God. It came back into the body. And of course, we know the end of the story. Lazarus listened. His spirit listened, keeping alignment with his body and his soul. And Lazarus came out of the grave because he heard. Lazarus, come on. What are you getting this morning from his teaching? Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. You are hearing, I don't know about you, I hear obedience. You got to use your ear. When you hear, faith comes by hearing. And whatever the word of God is telling us, we have to have faith, we have to believe, and then we have to come into action. What is in your life that God has placed that has gone dormant? Hallelujah. Maybe because we're not following what he's saying. We're not hearing. Maybe because we're not on the right frequency. So yeah, because sometimes God has answered our prayers, but we're so going back to not thinking he's answered it because we are not hearing. And so we're praying these repetitive prayers when he's already done it. There's nothing too hard for God to do. Let us pray and get our communions ready. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for this word. Oh, Father God, there's so many of us that's right here this morning that are going through a lot. Oh, God, and Lord, make us whole. Touch each and every one of us this morning, oh, God. Touch our ears. Open our ears to hear and be sensitive to what the Spirit of Almighty God is saying. Let us be on the right frequency in alignment with God's word. To increase our faith and believe, because there's nothing impossible with you when we believe. Father, we ask you to clear our hearing, open our spiritual ears, and let us be sensitive and follow what you want us to do in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, I thank you this morning. I bless your name. Thank you for each and every one this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We're going to take the communion. I'm not going to keep you long. After the communion, we'll leave. I hope you remember faith comes by hearing, Romans 10:17, and hearing the word of God. Hallelujah. Faith. Our ears need to be in alignment with the word of God. Get your holy communion ready. In Jesus' name, amen.
The blood. Yeah. strength from a day.
From the natural to the supernatural, oh God. And Almighty God, we receive every benefit of the Holy Communion in the name of Jesus, the Holy Sacrament. The hidden benefits, we receive it. The mysterious mystery of the Holy Communion, we receive the mystery blessings. The hidden blessings, the covenant blessings that's in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you for the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So, Father, strengthen us, heal us, deliver us, set us free. In the name of Jesus. For I receive of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was delivered, took bread. Hallelujah. On the same night he was delivered. Hallelujah. In the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. You may partake of your bread or crackers that represents the body of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. After the same manner, he took the cup and he had supped, saying, this cup, it's the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of the water juice that represents the blood of Jesus Christ. That all that you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, Whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, concerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the Holy Sacrament. We receive it in our spirit, in our souls, in our bodies, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for activation of God in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Let your perfect will be done in us. Thank you for healing. Father God, thank you, Lord, for resurrecting all the things that you placed in our lives for us to fulfill. Thank you, Lord, that when the enemy came in like a flood, you raised up a standard. Thank you, Lord, that everything the enemy has stolen from us, you have restored. We thank you. We receive those things in the name of Jesus. Father God, open our ears to hear what thus says the Lord, how to walk in obedience, to walk in the fullness of you, of Christ Jesus, O Lord. Help us to love one another as you love us. Help us to forgive as you've forgiven us. Teach us to walk by your spirit and not by the flesh, O God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray the Sabbath blessings upon each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus and their family members in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I pray over the money, O God, the seed, the Sabbath day seed, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless the seed. I ask you, oh God, let it be multiplied. I thank you for fruitfulness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless the work of the hands, oh God. I call for divine acceleration, divine promotion. I call for fruitfulness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. No one will ever lack, oh God. When God, oh God, thank you for touching the our hands. Thank you, Lord, for touching the seed. Oh, God, I call for 1,000 for blessings, oh, God. Not only monetary blessing, but we're talking about spiritual blessing, heavenly blessing, not only for ourselves, but for our children and our grandchildren, oh, God, and our great-grandchildren, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, bless it, oh, God. Breathe on it, oh, God. Breathe on it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you fed the 5,000, oh God, with 2 fishes and 5 loaves of bread, and you fed so many, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for increase on every side, increase of blessings and an overflow, oh God. Increase of wisdom. I pray not only for wisdom, oh God, and Father, wisdom that comes from you. Oh God, bless each and every one. We thank you for victory in the courtroom. We thank you for victory in the hospital. We thank you for victory, oh God, in every area of our lives. Thank you for victory in homes, in marriages. Thank you for victory with our children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for peace in our homes, oh God, that the children will come together and not argue with one another together, that our sons and our daughters will come together and there will be peace. I release the peace of God that surpasses of all understanding in your home right now in the name of Jesus. If there's any chaos and of confusion going amongst your children, I speak peace. peace, be still. I silence the enemy in the name of Jesus. Not by my might of power, but by the Spirit of the living God. We come against chaos and confusion. Let the Spirit of God move in that womb right now. In the name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of God move in the hearts of the children right now. Wherever they are, if they're living together, not living together, let the children come together in oneness and unity and peace. In the name of Jesus, so that their mother can have her peace also. Peace in the home, peace. The peace that surpasses all understanding. That peace from Jesus Christ, we pray for love and peace. Lord, we thank you for your divine intervention. For this home that has so much chaos, we thank you for intervening. We thank you, oh God, for arresting every spirit in that home that is not of God. Thank you for binding those spirits, sending them to the bottomless pits of hell. Let the children come in peace and oneness and unity in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for that peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom. Thy power and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Walk in the favor of Almighty God. You and your children, grandchildren, your spouses, what, parents. Jesus loves you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen.